Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Great day to be alive on this Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle Brusten Nordman live from Maddie's Bar and Grill. I am Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace, our Packer backer of the show. Say something, Kyle.
Hey, we back where it all began.
Yeah, we are back, and things have changed dramatically. We got this big table, a nice Maddie's Bar and Grill backdrop,
yeah,
step
like
and repeat.
That.
And Brad Nordman actually knows how to be a radio host.
Yeah, that's right. You know how this feels like when I take Lexi back on our first date? That is when I feel like, you know what, we go back, we have the memories together. Brings back all the feels. That's what I'm feeling right now, together again at Maddie's Bar and Grill.
And as we started the show about a year and a half ago, this is when we learned that Kyle had planned to tell Brad that he hated him. And that this was the time in which you told him that your high school career ended because of Brad Nordman.
Yeah, a lot of tears shed because of Brad Nordman. I know he's not used to that. I learned how soft he really is. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's
buddy.
True. That's
I love
true.
You. Well, I love you.
Kyle,
but no, you did,
okay,
you did make me cry.
Well, Kyle, I'm used to tears.
Reminiscent things.
Being second place, Brad, I'm certainly used to tears. So you and I can bond over that, just like we've bonded over these last year and a half.
Well, we will definitely get to second place Brad at some point throughout the show because Brad's former teammate that he thought he was cool with, I don't know if he's going to be much cool with anymore after Cam Newton, the quarterback of Brad's Super Bowl 50 runner-up team, had something interesting to say on ESPN's First Take. You can get us on the Carbless Talk and Text line. List is more at 800-990-3776. You can also maybe see us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison as we work out some technical issues that are going on with the camera, but our voices will have to do for Now, where I want to start is obviously happy to be at Maddie's Bar and Grill. I was walking around outside and I was like, damn, I want to be at the big backyard right now. It's like nice out. I almost think we pivot and just pick up this table and the equipment and go outside and play around in the big backyard. It is wonderful out there.
They had the fire pit out there, the big screen. I was like, ooh, this is starting to feel a little bit like spring or summer.
Yeah, I know. So close yet so
it's
far.
It's January 30th, and I think by far February is the worst month of the year, despite it being the shortest month of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you go through so much winter already, and you feel like you're ready for spring and summer at that point.
Oh, but so that's why Brad's taking a vacation soon.
Well, yeah, I got to get out of here.
Yeah,
I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Park City, Utah. I'm going to be skiing down the slopes.
Cool. Stay healthy. Stay safe, man.
I'm going to try to. I've only skied once before.
Yeah, don't have a tree or anything.
Yeah, please. Yeah,
I can't have those, Kyle Wallace knees.
As it pertains to both of you, since we've started doing the show, I was fooled by Brad Nordman because before we did our first show ever at Maddie's Bar and Grill, we had met at a local establishment to get to know each other.
Yes,
and I thought that Brad was a big-time baller because he picked up the check.
Sure did.
He picked up the check. So I'm thinking, man, this NFL former NFL player we got on Kyle Brusten Nordman, he's going to be taking me and Kyle.
Standard.
He's going to take care of us. And next thing I know, we learned Brad Nordman might be the cheapest person on planet Earth who played in the NFL for 6 years.
Yeah, Brad hasn't spent a dime on us since.
Now you know how
right.
much that
yes,
meant. Now you know how much that went.
You're a fronter.
Now you know how much that meant, though, for me to pick up the tab for you guys that time.
No, because it actually means a lot less now because it's fool's gold.
Oh,
it is.
Well, I'm going to be who I'm going to be.
Well, we also have learned that Kyle is also a kindred spirit with Brad Nordman because he is also cheap.
Yeah.
And you went to the movie theaters like Brad Nordman.
Yeah, well, you know, I went to the Great Market Cinema on a Tuesday because they have $5, $6 Tuesday.
Okay.
And that's
great deal, Kyle.
That's
great deal right
always within
there.
My budget going on a Tuesday. Don't leave me hanging, buddy.
But
it's always a great deal on that day. So I go to the movie on a Tuesday, and on the Tuesday they have the free popcorn. But then on top of that, you know, you may or may not want to bring some other things in. And that is illegal. It is absolutely illegal.
So is it illegal or frowned upon?
It is frowned upon and illegal. So as I'm preparing myself for this $5 Tuesday movie, I'm looking around the house. I'm thinking, man, what if I get hungry? I said, well, I'm a good guy. I'm not going to just bring in any snacks. But you know what? If I get parched, I just need water. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to pay $10 for a bottle of water. So I grab some water. I put it in my coat. And then I grab another bottle of water. I said, baby, you want this? She was like, sure. I said, you're going to have to put it in your coat, too. We got to hide it. We got to hide to bring the water. I'm nervous to bring in a little bottle of water. That's it. I'm very, very nervous to bring in a little bottle of water. I bring the bottle of water in. And as I'm coming in, I'm thinking to myself, man, I was nervous to bring in a bottle of water, but Bradley Norman, he brought in the whole damn house. He brought in cookies. He brought in chips. He brought in snacks. He brought in a burger. He brought in everything to the movie theater. And as I'm looking at the prices, they ain't the cheapest prices, but I thought to myself, I work with a guy that's played in the NFL for 6 seasons. He should be able to afford, you know, a little $20 at the movie theater to help stimulate the economy. And I realized at that very moment, I said, Brad is a cheapo. Brad is the cheapest person I know. Meanwhile, I'm getting nervous about bringing in a bottle of water. My boy Brad brought in dinner, snacks, and lunch.
May
I
ask,
did
though,
bring a full meal.
Multiple kids, too.
I brought in chicken. I brought in a salad. I brought in chips, popcorn, snacks, and a drink kids.
You should be,
and my wife.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
May I ask, though, Kyle, how did it feel? When you cracked open that water in the theater, how did it feel?
I felt dirty.
It was satisfying. Cannot tell me that wasn't
it.
Every sip was satisfying.
Listen, Brad, I'm sitting there trying to sip my water and hoping that the usher don't see him. Looking around,
they have movie theaters?
Yeah, they have ushers at movie
theaters.
Yes, they do. They do come through. They sure do. You ain't been to the theater I've been to.
Kyle, you know how that. So you see how it ended, right? You see me bringing in chicken and a salad and chips and popcorn. But you know where it started? It started with just bringing in one small little diet soda.
Mm-mm.
And then in 5 years, Kyle Walls, we're going to be on these airwaves back at Maddie's Bar and Grill, and he's going to be bringing in full meals as well.
Easy
experience. You know what? This is better. I get to cultivate it exactly how I want it to be. It's my food prepared how I wanted it to be. It's easy. It's convenient. I'm not paying exorbenant prices. Uh-huh. I love Marcus
Brad,
Theaters.
I was looking around, and I just thought to myself, boy, oh boy, Brad is so cheap.
Well,
in
this
the world
is what I want to know. At this point, let's get it on the poll on Twitter. At KBN ESPN, is it fair or foul to bring your own snacks and drinks into the movie theater?
Fair or foul? It's criminal.
Fair.
It's straight criminal.
Kyle, don't be so.
You basically are a criminal.
Kyle, join the dark side over here. It's okay. There's plenty of room. You're going to enjoy. The water is perfectly fine over here.
No, it's not perfectly fine. You're an absolute criminal. So I'm really just thinking to myself, I can't believe I work with a guy that legitimately feels comfortable enough to bring in food and snacks into the theater. Brad, I just don't understand. How are you so cheap? How is it possible that you put your blood, sweat, and tears into making it to the NFL, and after making it to the NFL, you act like you living paycheck to paycheck?
So,
like you got to scrape pennies. You got $25 to feed people, man. Enjoy the experience. Go get the big popcorn. Go get the big jug of water. Go get the soda.
Aren't you capitalist?
Yeah, I'm a capitalist.
Why are you hurting small business economies?
I bought those from other companies beforehand, might I say. And the capitalist is based on the free will of the consumer. That is the focal point of capitalist. So I'm the consumer. I have free will to dictate what I put in my body, when and where I bring
Brad,
it.
Are there rules at the theater that say that you should
I have never seen a sign. I feel like it's an unspoken rule.
No outside food or drink. There was a sign. I should have took a picture. No outside food or
you're
drink.
You're gonna have to prove that to me then.
I think
it's purely unwritten. I think this is blown way out of proportion.
Okay.
And it's less about the affordability and more about control. I want what I want. I can't go there and find my low-calorie popcorn. I can't find a chicken salad that has nothing. I want this. I want my stuff, Kyle.
Okay, since it's so okay to do it,
yeah.
So did you just have it in your hand and say, hey, you want some chicken to the person that took your ticket?
I mean,
do you want some drinks too?
We put it in a tote bag that wasn't trying to be super.
Was it clear and see-through?
It's the only way. No, it was not clear.
Oh, I wonder why.
It was
why.
Not clear. But nobody asked. It was so clear what was in there. The ticket stub guy, the buy ticket guy, and even these ushers that I've never seen at a movie theater. Nobody asked where it was. And honestly, we brought in so much food, we had to bring it in a tote bag. We couldn't possibly fit it in our pockets. So it makes the movie experience so much better when you're eating the food that you want.
800-990-3776. 800-990-ESPN. We have it on the poll. Is it fair or foul to bring your own snacks to the movie theater? Early in the vote, fair is winning, but I want to see a bigger sample size here before we utilize this as Brad giving, you know, it as a talking point to further his point.
Fellas, real quick, can we slow down for just a moment? Kyle Wallace snuck water into a movie theater. By the way, if you go to any public outing, right, restaurant, bar, movie theater, anywhere, if you ask for a cup of water, what is the grand total that costs typically?
That is usually free. Yeah, Kyle, get some money's worth.
Free 99.
That's a bit of value.
No, listen, I don't drink that tap water. Mm-mm, it got lead in it. I need bottled water.
You're not going to do the fountain water? They'll give you that for free.
Oh, heavens no. Do you know what's in that water?
Do you?
Poison. Yeah, lead.
Poison.
That's why these little kids
like
run around here acting stupid.
You think it's the water? It's the water.
There's lead
that's
in the water.
Kids act crazy.
Yeah,
nowadays.
I'm telling y'all, it's the lead water and lead paint inside these houses that make these kids act crazy. Yeah, not me.
Oh, Kyle.
Not my children. I gotta make sure they get the best.
I tell you what, it's not necessarily. So it's mostly control, but I will say, I shouldn't have to pay more for the food than the movie ticket.
So where do you draw the line, right? You go into a bar, right? If the bar doesn't serve food, you going to bring your own food there too?
Well, no. A bar, it's primarily a food establishment. So if I'm going to a bar, I'm going here to eat.
Oh, so because
I'm going
to a movie theater, it's not a food establishment.
Yeah. How about
they
this?
Have I hate, food.
I
they
hate,
have food
I
at
hate
the
to
movies.
Admit this, but I have snuck alcohol into stand-up comedy things. A Bucks game.
Oh, my God.
Certain things like that. You just put them in
the
Are
like you 14
give
years
me
old?
A, give me a wipe.
Here's,
this,
here's
man.
The other thing.
This is
here's
guilt.
The other
don't
thing.
Touch me. Guilt by association.
I want to bring some of the good Norton, you know, stuff. And if I could sneak in a Carbless, I certainly
would.
You are
would. So cheap.
That's a little too hard. It's a little too hard to do that. But there are certain things. If I want a protein bar, I'm sneaking in that protein bar. I'm absolutely doing that. I'll sneak in 5 protein bars, get a full meal out of it.
I am appalled by the fact that this man is sneaking alcohol into venues that probably already sell alcohol.
Austin chimes in on Twitter. Goodness. It's so foul. Anybody that does that is a damn embarrassing cheapskate.
Man,
wow.
I work with a damn embarrassing cheapskate Monday through Friday,
listen,
2 to 5.
Ben, you made the best point of all. This is a capitalist society, and when you're in a capitalist society where your supply meets demand, I'm going to supply my own demand.
I might snitch on you.
Well, the
I
voting is going Brad's way. 80.8% of people say it's fair to
that's
bring
right.
your
KBN
own
Nation
snacks
knows.
Into a movie theater.
You know what?
Nation knows.
They need to crack down on that. Marcus
you,
Cinema needs
you
to
can't tell. You know what? They bring it upon themselves. In what sort of scenario do you walk into these venues and say, you know what? I'm gonna spend $13 for popcorn. I'm gonna buy $8 for Reese's Pieces. Those are absurd prices. They feel it's like you walk into this warped reality.
That's the whole point, Brad. The point is to bring you into a sporting event to make you pay for the concession stands. The point is to bring you into the movie theater on Tuesday.
Well, this is my revolt. This is my silent revolt.
Silent? No, this is thievery. That's what you did. You
it's
stole.
Not silent anymore.
This is
also,
like a revolution. Like the American Revolution.
This isn't anything new. Brad did go for a 10-year anniversary to Napa, and he bought Napa-branded wine at a local establishment.
That's right.
Packed it in a bag, flew to Napa, not to enjoy wine from Napa, but wine that he packed. Also, a bottle of tequila, in which he could have got at the establishment.
I was drinking Napa wine in Napa. I just happened to buy it in Wisconsin. What's
for
the problem
for somebody
with that?
Who played 6 years in the NFL, it is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Brad, people lost their jobs because of you. I hope it happens.
Yeah.
There's well, a little we'll just 14-year-old we'll just to... who they had to call into a meeting and say, hey, listen, little Timmy. Because of people not buying enough snacks like Brad Norton, we're going to have to let you go.
It's better that they learn that. Better they learn that lesson now than later in life.
On these very airwaves this morning, Jason Woodley was live at the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All studio, different than his normal studio from home. He'll head on over to the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios every now and again. But him and Mark Tauscher on Woodley and Tausch, they took issue not just with me after I called out the Packer Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher and Jason Wilde.
Oh.
They took issue with you two as well.
Oh, we beefing up.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we'll have to be the judge. So on the other side, as we're live from Maddie's Bar and Grill, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. We will hear from our teammates, Mark Tauscher and Jason Wilde, from Wilde and Tausch on the other side.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dread-headed brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Kyle Wallace, Brad Norman, hang with you till 5 o'clock right here from Maddie's Bar and Grill, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, a proud sponsor of the Milwaukee Bucks. Michelob Ultra, it is only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. KBN Nation is already mad at Brad Nortman for the way he is handling going into movie theaters, bringing full meals, and it feels very IPT to take a page out of Wilde and Touch, which
IPT,
is,
what is
in
that?
Poor taste.
Ooh.
And speaking of Wilde and Touch, yesterday I got after
very
old
ratchet.
T. Mark Tauscher, and he was upset. And I know when Tausch is upset, when you kind of hear the anger behind the voice, sometimes you can, it's like, oh, it's fun, it's games, haha, we're riffing. This is some real tenacity from Mark Tauscher, not just at me, but at Kyle and Brad as well.
Oh, wow. Brust, first off, is a Bears guy. Like, he's been a Bears fan his whole life, and then he transported himself in. So, whatever.
So he's faking
Brust is going to do Brust things. Yeah, Brust is Brust. So he can say things, and that's fine.
God,
exactly,
that
Coach. I couldn't agree more. But Nordy and Kyle just latched on, and it was embarrassing. Like, oh, yeah, Ben, that's a great point, Ben. Yeah. And then Ben, a segment later, basically says what I said. Oh, the defense has gotten better. I didn't say they were going to win a Super Bowl. I said the defense played well enough to win. That's what I said. Verbatim.
That is what you said. Indeed.
And they crush me. Call me delusional. There were some words thrown around that was just crazy to me. Hunter, what were the other words that they used?
Brust dropped blasphemy on it.
Yeah, I don't even know if he knows what that word means.
Yeah, I was
he didn't go
to Wisconsin to play school, but like, that's not the right word there, Ben. Like, Tausch wasn't speaking in a way of being disrespectful to the Packers. He was talking about the defense getting better and them playing.
And then
they're hitting the toad button like I'm some frog and a toad for the Packers. I look at things from the perspective of how is this team doing. I've been very critical of Matt LaFleur.
Yes, you have. Indeed.
So I just that whole conversation, go ahead and tune in and listen, and then listen to the next segment, and you're going to think to yourself like Adam Sandler in Billy Madison. That's honestly what I thought. Like, what did I just listen to? And I just got dumber for listening to what those three fools were saying.
Wow.
So
wow.
I love this for many reasons. That's Mark Tauscher of Wilde and Touch, the Packer Hall of Famer, responding to what I had said of just saying, you know, he's a toad for the Packers, and no matter what, everything's great for the Green Bay Packers because he's a Packer Hall of Famer. Number one, the low-hanging fruit when I know I got to somebody is just like, oh, he's from Chicago. He was a Bears fan. You know, like, I've been here long enough. I've disassociated myself from the ugliest franchise in all of sports, and now I get to laugh at him and use my family as an example of why I am not what they are. Mm. Number two, yes, maybe I didn't use the word blasphemy correctly, but the best part about that clip was not us laughing. It is sad that I cannot see Alex Stroh's face right now, but when he said we were getting a vocabulary lesson was just amazing because Tausch goes, they were saying all sort of things. Like, I thought he was listening. He goes, Hunter, what did they say? He doesn't even freaking know. And then Hunter goes, and they send it to him for Tausch's fight. He can't even fight his own fight. He's got to toss it to Hunter, who the only reason why he's on Wilde and Tausch is because Jesse Nelson took his 18th vacation already in January. And then they take out Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman for no good reason. Sure, maybe I cherry-picked Tausch's quote a little bit where he said the defense was good enough to win against Philly. And now he's saying, I have been very critical of Matt LaFleur. Oh, thank God, Mark Tauscher. Finally, you said something negative about the Green Bay Packers. Now we can all listen to everything you say, and it's just gold.
Yeah, you know, I knew Ben Brust struck a chord. We as a show struck a chord when Tausch went personal. Personal right away.
Right away.
That's how you know. It wasn't even into the debate. It was right into personal shots.
Mark Chmura on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy said the exact same things I was saying this morning.
Yeah, and Tausch, he is a Green Bay Packer, and he loves some Green Bay Packers, just like Kyle Wallace and Alex Stroh. And we do as a show. But I think sometimes it feels like you can't go critical of the Green Bay Packers. And yes, the defense did improve from last year. If we're going to go statistically, if we're going to lean into the stats, then we're gonna talk about that as a marginal improvement, because Joe Barry was 10th in total points, 10th or 12th, and the defense was like 8th. So that is a marginal improvement, and it was good. But we just keep on asking the question, right? Are Packer fans sick of just making the playoffs? I'm winning one game in the playoffs. How far are we from the Philadelphia Eagles, from the Kansas City Chiefs, from being a true Super Bowl contender? And if I look at this defense, I don't think it's a championship-level defense. You can't get off the field when it matters, and you can't establish a pass rush, and you are one or two injuries away, like Xavier McKinney or Jair Alexander, from getting absolutely cooked. So, yes, did they improve? Yes. Do I think that they were probably somewhere in the top 10 defense? I actually do think they were. But I just think it's throughout the offseason, you gotta look at your blemishes hard in order to find room to improve. That's what we were doing. I thought that we were being productive in the way that we were.
Yeah, I apologize for absolutely nothing. That is all on Couch and his way.
Who is that from?
Conor McGregor said that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But the thing is that Couch, I don't know what he's talking about. Couch, you didn't say anything groundbreaking there, right? If you're just gonna say the Green Bay Packers defense was good enough to win that game, Captain Obvious. We all saw that. We already talked about that. Jordan Love threw 3 interceptions in that game. The defense had to go on the field immediately after Keyshawn Nixon fumbled the ball. We all clearly know the Packers defense played well enough in that game to win. We all know the Packers defense took steps in the right direction, but what we were addressing was the fact that the Green Bay Packers did not have enough to win a Super Bowl this year defensively. That's what it all comes down to. So I don't understand why
he just cherry picked the game that no one's going to disagree, right?
And by the way,
he goes, and then if you listen to the segment later, Ben says the same thing that I did, that the Packers improved. Actually, in that same segment is when I said there is no doubt that this team had taken steps forward defensively. Mm-hmm. But the way that we are approaching this offseason for the Green Bay Packers is it's been 2010. Since 2010 that the Green Bay Packers have made a Super Bowl. So I think it's fair, as it's named Title Town, as Packer fans' expectations are to win a Super Bowl every year, to look deeper, to look at, hey, beyond the Philadelphia game, would this defense have been able to hold up 3 more games?
We know the answer.
And the team itself as a whole gave us enough sample size through the regular season and how the offense performed. And like we've said, all year it was the offense did this. Well, then the defense didn't do that. They never put it all together where both sides of the ball were playing complementary to have a great run in the playoffs. And we saw it all in one game. And if we want to cherry pick that the defense was good that game, we can. They were good. I actually remember our first segment that we did after the Packers lost to the Eagles in the wild card game. We talked so much about all of our frustrations with Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
And at the end of the segment, we were like, we're all fired up. But one thing that we made sure that we said was we got to tip our cap to the defense, because the defense did what they needed to do. But that doesn't mean that we can't pick at the fact that right now everyone's wishing and trying to connect the dots of Goody talking with Mr. Spy Tech or whatever the heck his name is, the general manager of the Raiders, because all everyone wants to know is, are they going to utilize some capital to maybe bring in a pass rusher if that means Max Crosby or somebody else? So be it. We know there are more holes on this team that they need to fill in order to get to the ultimate goal of going back and having a chance to win a Super Bowl, as it's Kyle Bruston-Ortman live from Maddie's Bar and Grill in New Berlin, courtesy of Michelob Ultra.
Well, there's plenty of blame to go around, right? Offense, defense, special teams, head coach, right? There's plenty of blame to go around. So we're not cherry picking just, hey, let's just focus on the defense and get after them. We've been critical of Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, Goody, the special teams, that punt return in the Chicago game. I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around. But if you're going to look at areas to be maybe hypercritical, right, I would say, well, where did we invest the most, right? If you got a business, if you got multiple businesses out there, and you've got one that you just keep on feeding money into and opportunities into, if it's not performing well, there's something that needs to be addressed with that business. With this, I look at quarterback, first round draft pick, and a franchise quarterback type contract, and I look at D-line. You have multiple first-round draft picks. You've got several second, even a third contract in Kenny Clark. So I think it's completely
fair. And as you've mentioned many times, heading into 2024, 20%+ of their overall salary cap was invested in what position group?
That's the defensive line. So I think if we are going to be hypercritical, it is completely fair to be hypercritical of Jordan Love and the defensive line. And the defensive line, we know, is sort of now the backbone of the NFL. If you've got a rush, you can rush the quarterback. If you can stop the run at the point of attack, which is primarily the defensive line's job, boy, oh boy, you can neutralize almost any offense. Mm-hmm. So I think it's totally fair to be critical of the defense, and then, of course, Jordan
And, of course,
Love.
With that, when you do have a pass rush and you do have something like that, then we can ultimately grow the conversation even further and say, now, with the guys that we believe in on the back end, Evan Williams, Javon Bullard, obviously Xavier McKinney and Carrington Valentine hoping to take more steps and filling in a spot for Jaylen Alexander, that all can be easier for them. It won't have so much stress on the back end if you're able to produce more up front, and then we can start having conversations of, yes, despite the defense being top eight, they can take that next step further if they're able to get more pass rush, and then this team with Edgerrin Cooper, who's becoming a star. Quay Walker is still a question mark on results, but he is athletic and fast. If you could put it all together, then we're able to say, this team has something on defense, and then we need Jordan Love as an investment that you said to play to the level that we know he can.
Until you can start bringing up this Jeff Hafley-led defense without saying if or but or, you know, when they, right? When you can stop using those words with this defense, that's when you know this defense is championship ready. But if you're going to use words like if they get this and when they draft this or when these players step up, that's when you know that this team will be better. But right now, we're still using if, ands, and buts, and that ain't a championship caliber.
Aren't you using if, ands, and buts about the offense too?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. That's what this football team. I was foolish to sit there and give Ben $15 for a ticket that can win $900 because the football team had too many ifs, ands, and buts offensively and defensively. And I think Ben talked about it is the fact that we have not seen enough games out of this team over the past many years where the offense and defense were clicking on cylinder at the same time, when it truly mattered.
And, I think that's, I think really that's like the thing that's almost frustrating is that you look at everyone across the board, offense, defense, special teams, coaching, everyone's good. They're good. It's a lot to celebrate. But very few areas are truly great. It's not like you got a great defense, top in the NFL, and your offense is struggling. Everybody's good.
And we know that. If we put out a poll and said, were the Packers good, not great, it'd be 95% yes. You know, so we want great. We are looking at this team to be great because it's been way too long with the talent that they've had and the expectations that are there to not get back to a Super Bowl. So the microscope will be out there, but just know, anytime we're talking about the Green Bay Packers, as Homer would say, it's important to talk about the Green Bay Packers as everything pertains in this state to the Green Bay Packers. For us, I would say it's important to talk about the Green Bay Packers as it pertains to getting back to a Super Bowl because it's been too damn long since they haven't, based off the standard that Packer fans have and what the goods that were sold to from us from Titletown. So we'll continue to talk about that. And by the way, that was another productive conversation. Hopefully we won't get any more personal
shots. Tyus, make sure you listen to the whole segment. You need to get out your little feelings. Love you, Tyus.
We apologize for nothing. 800-990-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and text line. List is more. You can get your thoughts, as always, there anytime you would like. Coming up next, Alex Stroph. It's a Thursday. I've always have high expectations for Alex Stroph on Tuesdays and Thursdays because he doesn't have an opportunity to do a great YouTube show Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays like he does 12:30 on YouTube
that
for
King
Mr. Irrelevant.
His great show.
So it's Thursday, and Becoming Relevant have been very good. We'll see if they continue to be very good live from Maddie's Bar and Grill. It's Kyle Bruston-Nortman next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl.
Big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
From Maddie's Bar and Grill, walked by the big backyard and wanted to just take it, this table, this radio equipment, and teleport it outside because it is beautiful out there today. And hope springs eternal is a saying, but hope it's springtime soon. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. Alex Stroff back at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios, running the show. As always, KBN Nation, 800-990-3776. You can get us there on the Carbless Talk and Text line. We are back live with our beautiful faces on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. I said it, Stroff has been dynamite. It's time to see if he can be dynamite again in becoming relevant.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Stroff's time to shine on KBN starts now.
New year, new us. We got to stop embarrassing ourselves.
Oh, wow. Oh, what happened?
What did we do?
It actually has nothing to do with us. It has more to do with the NFL. Okay. It's time to get rid of the Pro Bowl, the Pro Bowl games, whatever we want to call it. Let's get rid of it. Number one, nobody gives a damn. Nobody's turning it on for enjoyment on a beautiful January afternoon. Nobody's watching the Pro Bowl. Number two, Pro Bowlers aren't Pro Bowlers. This is what happened this year. Rashawn Gary, as we remember, got voted into the Pro Bowl for being mediocre at best.
Yes, true.
And now over in the AFC, Brad's former teammate, who barely knows how to play his position anymore, Russell Wilson, got selected to the Pro Bowl.
Gosh,
and Drake May, who didn't even play for half the season for the New England Patriots, is in the Pro Bowl. Let's stop embarrassing ourselves and just get rid of the thing. It doesn't matter anyway.
This is a good – this is like a here Stroff out. I actually completely agree. You know, the Pro Bowl was originally set up for two reasons. One, as a treat for, like, players that did well throughout the year because you get a free trip to Hawaii and you bring your families and you have a good time. But then also to, like, show another way to show NFC versus AFC supremacy. These dudes would actually play hard. So, you know, dating back to, like, 2008 and earlier, these dudes would play hard. Nobody plays hard. The game's over. Guys are opting out at a ridiculous clip. I'm totally with you, Stroff. At this point, just get it out. Let there be all pro. That's the only possible, like, you know, a recognition you might get individually, and then the individual awards, and just go from there.
Yeah, I 100% agree. The fact that Drake May is in the Pro Bowl is a shame.
Like, I mean, Mitchell Trubisky was a Pro Bowler.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, they need to just get rid of it. At this point, just say, you know, you can be an All-Pro and then a Pro Bowler. The fans voted on you.
You sound sad.
Yeah, I am sad because I remember the time where Brian Moorman, the punter from the Bills, got popped by Sean Taylor, R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Because they actually cared, man. It was fun. It was cool. But now it's just a complete joke. I'd rather have them just out there lollygagging, throwing touchdowns and entertaining people and making tackles than what they're doing now. Drake May is in the Pro Bowl.
Drake May is in the Pro Bowl.
That's unbelievable. Absurd. Hell, if I was in the NFL, I might be in a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you and me both, brother. I mean,
are you available that weekend? Right. Sure, come on.
You got anything going on? If not, come on over. You're playing dodgeball now. So, look, I know Brad and Ben maybe love the University of Wisconsin more, but I do love the University of Wisconsin. But as I said, we got to stop embarrassing ourselves.
What happened now?
So a couple weeks ago, you may remember the story of Xavier Lucas, a young cornerback, transferred to Miami, but technically not because he had a contract through NIL and he technically wasn't supposed to leave. But he just unenrolled from Wisconsin and enrolled in Miami. And then, you know, the NCAA said, yeah, there's technically no rule against that. Now, yesterday, Nazir Forkrieron, I think I said that right,
wow.
Another cornerback for the Badgers, has sued the NCAA saying that when he played Division II football, his five-year eligibility clock shouldn't have been running. But that's not the point. I don't care if he wins the lawsuit, loses the lawsuit, whatever. Let's think back to when NIL began, fellas. Do you remember who the very first athlete to launch their own personal NIL store was?
Ooh, good question.
That's a
good
question. Trivia question. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's going to kill me when you say it.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
What
school?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Graham Mertz.
It's Graham Mertz. It was Graham Mertz.
He was the first one in all of NCAA football?
He was the first NCAA football player to launch his own store in NIL.
Wow.
So Graham Mertz, we know how that worked out. And now, in the middle of the transfer portal and NIL rules, there are now two Wisconsin defensive backs bringing claims to court. We got to stop embarrassing ourselves. Why is Wisconsin the center of the NIL and transfer portal universe? This is bad. It's a bad look.
I got a gripe.
Hit me with your gripe.
Starting from 2016 up until present day, before NIL, they are paying players back. And I've mentioned this before. So the 2014 and 2015 Wisconsin men's basketball Final Four teams missed the window to be paid back on NIL missed opportunities. I have heard some of the mid to average Wisconsin Badgers that are receiving ginormous checks as part of that payback from NIL.
Are you at liberty to say? You don't say names, but just the dollars?
Let's say north of 250K.
Come on!
Not a lie. It was brought up in my group text with former Badgers, and I said, please don't ever bring that up again because it makes me want to crawl
under a minute. Time out.
That ain't right.
That's a rumor. Didn't nobody get a check yet, right?
No.
No, stop it.
Wow, I'd be mad if I was you, but both of y'all.
I might be going to my guy Brad Nortman, who's very educated.
Do a lawsuit.
Hopefully you know some lawyers. We can make a case about what you did for the program with that fake punt against Iowa.
Who's paying the money? NCAA?
There's going to be a rev share component with the Badgers, and when they open up that, it's like,
Get out of here with
NIL and rev share and all that. Like, it's all coming. So as it starts to come out, it's like, all right, so if you're doing that now, and Brad helped the team get to the Big Ten championship game and then won the Big Ten championship game and then went to the Rose Bowl, you know how much revenue the University of Wisconsin made?
Well, y'all both got an education, so
The education.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking sports on a daily basis, so much that accounting degree did for me. I'm trying to find the right word. There's no justice in this, right? Because guys like Ben and I – We you can't complain about a full ride scholarship, right? It's definitely like silver spoon talking. However, I feel like college sports is now a diluted version of itself, right? Because there's all these other concerns. And there are these pampered athletes. So you've got two extremes. You had a level of restriction that was unhealthy. Now you have a level of abundance that's unhealthy. And it's just like it is ruining college sports as we know it. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like it's completely watered down. Doesn't have the juice that it once did. It's got to get solved.
Thank you, Ryan and Madison. Ben, for all the grief I give you, I fully think that you should get a check for what your team and what those guys did in that run for
that doesn't line your bank account. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Where's my check, Ryan?
The currency of kind words.
I should have took some money under the table back in the day.
Nobody really offered me that.
I heard all these stories. Where's my money?
They weren't looking to give a 3-star any money.
Yeah.
I guess that's on y'all.
If I knew what I knew now, I would have marketed myself way different.
I can't believe that.
I would have went to a lower level and said, I'll go mid-major if you can give me some money.
Are walk-ons getting paid to this?
I don't know, but I know a couple of players that I know are getting some checks upwards of what I had said of a 250.
That is nauseating.
Isn't it?
It's nauseating.
Did your stomach sink?
Yes.
Because mine
He still wouldn't buy popcorn at the movie theater.
I still wouldn't. Maybe I would give some shades to the master bedroom, but popcorn, that's the line in the sand.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman with you. That was Becoming Relevant with Alex Strofer, live from Maddie's Bar and Grill, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, a proud sponsor of the Milwaukee Bucks. It is Thursday. It is 2:45, which means it's time to play one of our favorite games, which is Over-Under. Caller 16, you will get a category from Alex Strofer. You will also get a chance to choose over or under the line that he has set based off the amount of answers that Brad, Kyle, and myself will get right. We have 3 minutes, 10 guesses. Get as many right answers as possible. Caller 16, you get the category and the over-under you choose. Caller 19, you will be stuck on the other side. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN. Over-under, live from Maddie's Bar and Grill, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, a proud sponsor of the Milwaukee Bucks. We got over-under, 800-990-3776. Caller 16, caller 19, next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Women ask you, do you love me? Why do you love me?
Wait, why she am I always the one doing that? tell me why you love me, baby. I need you to make me feel better.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Live from from Maddie's Bar and Grill, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, a proud sponsor of the Milwaukee Bucks. It is Kyle Bruston-Ortman with you till 5 o'clock. ESPN Wisconsin till 4 o'clock. 800-990-ESPN is the Carbless Talking text line. And you can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison. It's time for one of our favorite games, Over Under.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. Over Under is brought to you by the Sleeper app. Download the Sleeper app today and use code BRAD, that's B-R-A-D, and you'll get $55 in free entries when you play $5. That's code BRAD.
All right, fellas, Over Under time on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. The fellas at Maddie's Bar and Grill. I'm keeping a close eye on this video stream, man.
Oh, come on now. You know where you're bud at. We wouldn't cheat. How dare you? Brad you may not trust.
What?
Yeah. Kyle, we have dignity in the movie theaters.
I'm appalled by the accusation.
No, I'm not worried about Brad. Brad's going to get in his bag today. I'm worried about you, Kyle.
Me? What is this? Yeah. What is this, country singers?
What's Ben looking at right now? Just out of curiosity.
An email from Ryan Wollersheim.
Oh, shout out to Ryan Wollersheim. All right, fellas. Over Under time. Caller 16, Chad in Fitchburg. He does not believe in you guys. He is on the under today. Justin in Milwaukee, caller 19, is on the over. And he said, this is the only time I've ever cheered for Ben Brust.
Oh, wow.
It's a good line there from Justin.
You and Mark Tauscher.
All right, boys. Get in your bag today because it is a high mark. 8.5, you're over under today.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I am looking for the last 10 players to win Super Bowl MVP. I need a final answer, and we will roll.
Okay, and if there's repeats, it just obviously shifts
correct.
Back.
Last 10 players, yes.
Are you going to give us the years once we guess?
Yes, correct. Who's
all
your
right,
final
boys.
Answer?
Who wants to be the ringleader? Brad, you played in the Super Bowl. You'll be the final answer
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I guess
all
I
right.
can do it.
Brad, you are up in 3, 2, 1, go.
May I have the start of Von Miller, please?
I don't want that in there.
Final answer.
Yeah, Von Miller did it in 2016.
Did Malcolm Butler win the one where he got the interception against the Patriots? Did he win that one?
Hang on. Why don't we go backwards,
well,
boys?
I know okay.
recent to
Patrick Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes.
I assume that's a final answer because I'm going to give
final.
It to you.
Come
final
on,
answer.
Answer.
Patrick Mahomes won it in 2024, 2023, and 2020.
Did Aaron Donald win it, or did Matt Stafford? Aaron Donald?
I think it was – oof, I don't remember. I think it was – I don't know, right? I know Brady won it the year that James White
okay,
should have won
Brady.
It.
So Tom Brady.
Tom
final.
Brady.
Yeah, Brady also won it three times in 2021, 2017, and 2015.
The 2021 is interesting.
It goes back to 2015. How about how about the Eagles? Did Brandon Graham win it?
No.
Or who's that one like random defensive player that won it for the Eagles?
Oh, was it no? Corey
2 minutes.
Okay. Anyway, let's do
a random defensive Eagles player won that.
Rams. What about the Seahawks? It will go back that far.
Yeah, for sure.
Is it Russell win it?
Russell didn't win it because that's why they handed it off to try to get. They didn't hand it off. They gave it. Did Marshawn win it that year? I don't
even remember. This is not good.
This is hard.
This is brutal,
is
boys.
Too high of a bar. Well, boy, I do not know my Super Bowl MVPs.
I feel like Malcolm Butler won it. Oh, maybe he did.
How about a deep breath? Work through the teams that have won it, guys. Come on. This
isn't
this hard.
On the Eagles.
You've only got three right so far.
Did Matthew Stafford win it?
I mean, we got to guess at this point.
Let's just guess Stafford. Matthew Stafford final.
Nope.
Oh, no. It was Aaron Donald. Okay.
Aaron. Yeah, well, I don't. If Matt Stafford didn't win, I don't think Cooper did a whole lot that Super Bowl.
No. That's
one
right. They didn't
minute.
Do it. No, it had to be Aaron Donald.
Aaron
Donald
final.
Jeez. Wait, why did we blow it on the same?
I didn't. I don't
that
know.
Because
we're not getting any.
Yeah, that's it. You guys lost.
Yeah, we're going to lose this one. Strofe, I think you overcompensated from last week by trying
no,
to have a super
I didn't.
High number.
This is an unbelievably pathetic. You guys have three
can we
rights.
Can you think of any other Super Bowl MVP? I can't.
But, yes, you can.
Oh, Isaiah Pacheco. I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers, final, back in 2011. Did it go back that far?
Yeah, there you go. Aaron Rodgers in 2011. Tough.
Okay, that was a long time ago.
Okay, Scrofe, then who else won Super Bowls?
Right now,
I don't know why you sick. We weren't going to get this one.
This is pathetic.
It's so bad.
No, it's not.
No, it's bad.
It's not.
Who won? Did Eli Manning win it for the
Guys,
Giants
just stop.
In 2011?
I just want to hear the answers. I'm defeated.
We'll be okay.
Eli Manning, final.
Yeah, Eli Manning won it in 2012.
I'm out now. I know a weird defender won it for the Eagles.
Everyone just
this is
the more we talk, the worse
yeah,
we sound.
You guys sound
just,
like complete
just
idiots.
Let Strofe go. Well,
let's
so
just work through it.
Ourselves.
All right. So most recent, as mentioned, Patrick Mahomes won it the last 2 years. The year prior, it was not Matthew Stafford or Aaron Donald. It was Cooper Kupp who won it in 2022.
Really?
Tom Brady won it in 2021. Mahomes won it in 20. In 2019, it was Julian Edelman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to remember Julian Edelman.
That was why I made it 8.5. I didn't think you'd get that one.
So you thought we were going to get one wrong?
2018, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Who won it?
It was some defensive player.
No, it was
Nick
not.
Foles?
It was Nick Foles. It was the quarterback.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, really. The quarterback won Super Bowl MVP. I know, shocking.
Bizarre.
Brad got 2016. Bad memories of that one. That was Von Miller. Back in 2014, it was a defensive player for Seattle.
Malcolm Smith.
Now that's the guy I'm thinking of.
Malcolm Smith is correct. And then in 2013, the Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco?
You got it. Those are your answers. Congratulations to Chad in Fitchburg.
I still disagree with getting one wrong. We were going to remember Malcolm Smith and Julian Edelman were tough.
Yeah, you guys are getting crushed.
If anything, it should have been 7.5.
You guys are getting crushed on the Cardinals talking text line. Marcus chimes in. How are you guys sports fans? Rich Pecker and Spread Eagle says that is the worst over-under performance ever.
It reads as worst over-under performance ever, ? So don't be embellishing.
Well,
right now.
The answer with a period is yes. Maybe even an exclamation point.
No, it wasn't bad. No, because Strofe, you would have struggled on this one too. So
I would not.
Yeah. Political.
Anytime somebody
so
has
political.
The list in front of them, like they're like,
boys,
Malcolm,
no.
Malcolm Smith. Most people don't remember who the hell Malcolm Smith is.
But he's the answer to a trivia question that you just missed on. I would have gotten all 10 of these. Maybe not.
Okay. Oh, you know what, Strofe? Okay. You know what? One of these days, we're gonna flip the script on you.
Let's do it.
Sunday Karma, I'm gonna flip the script on you.
No. Over under, we come up with the list.
I love it.
By himself.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, that's
I love
so
it.
Next
good.
Week.
I love
that's
it.
That's so good.
Next Thursday.
I love
we're
it.
Doing
I love
that.
It.
Change the ESPN Wisconsin contest rules ASAP. Let's punk this kid. I'm disappointed.
I mean, it's
so
what it
am
is.
I.
You know, I'm not. We weren't going to win it regardless because we weren't going to get Julian Edelman.
Stop.
We weren't going to get Miles Smith.
No, we're better than that.
No, I know. I live in reality.
No, I'll take ownership.
I'm not right there.
I'm done. What did you answer? You
Nothing.
Just sat there, wait, say final answer. He didn't give anything.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. But first, Brad, you're going to tell us how to be better than what we did at over-under with Sleeper.
We might not win with over-under, but you can sure win with the Sleeper app. That's because playing with Sleeper Picks, you can win big money and enjoy every minute of the action. Whatever sport you want to, you can do that with the Sleeper app. Here's how you do it. Download the Sleeper app today and pick more or less on at least 2 players' projected stats. If you're right, you can win up to 100 times your cash. I recently just won one that was 6 times my cash, 4 times my cash. Mm. That money starts to multiply like this. And the thrill of doing it, there's nothing quite like it. For a limited time, Sleeper has a special offer. New users have to play just $5, and they're going to receive $55 in free entries. One $5 play gets you $55 of free entry. Brad, how do you possibly do that? I'm going to tell you right now. Download the Sleeper app today and use code Brad, B-R-A-D. That's my name. And you're going to be able to get $55 in free entries when you play just $5. Sleeper Picks app, code Brad. You'll thank me later. Must be 18 years or older. Promo code, location, other restrictions apply. Minimum deposit, $25. See terms of use for details. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-426-2537 for help.
Yeah, I'll take responsibility for this one for not providing anything, but also for considering myself a ball knower of football and not providing, as Joe in the Boonie says, I am so disappointed. A real ball knowers know that Malcolm Smith won the Super Bowl MVP. I'll dig deep
Malcolm
into
Smith
soul searching tonight.
I'm usually turning off the game before they announce
the Super Bowl MVP. Bedtime for you.
Well past it.
Back in 2 minutes, speaking of Von Miller, who won the Super Bowl MVP in Brad's Super Bowl in 2016, on First Take of ESPN, Brad's former teammate maybe distanced himself from Brad forever. Cam Newton said something erroneous next.